bring you, we have to thank our team, Wilson Wong on basketball, Doug Richards on basketball, on hockey, Kyle McKay, and Callum Ng as well, contributing to our broadcast. And a couple weeks ago, I was lucky enough to bring you the conclusion of the UBC Thunderbirds women's volleyball season in Hamilton, Ontario, when they were victorious with winning the CIS National Championship Final for the fifth season in a row, the Drive for Five, they called it. And here in Calgary, the Windsor Lancers defeating the UBC Thunderbirds 69-53 in the championship final. And thus wrapping up our 2011-2012 broadcast season. Also, very importantly, we have to thank our tremendous studio host back in Vancouver at CITR Studio One all weekend, Jason Jung, for providing us the studio master control back in Vancouver. So for our entire CRTR sports team here in Calgary and in Vancouver, goodbye. And until next season, when we'll restart our 2012-2013 season with the UBC Thunderbirds in football in September, until then, have yourself a great summer, and we'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.
All right, tough break there for the UBC Thunderbirds team there, but silver ain't something. And besides, if you actually caught that third quarter there, you just knew that there was a chance that they could come back. So this is GAC here. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, 88.5 Shaw Cable, and www.citr.ca. Stay tuned. We have a shortened version of Exploding Head Movies coming up right now.
Talk about swanky. It's the Poliera Spring Masquerade and Strut Off, March 24th at the Rickshaw Theater. Five vintage clothing stores will compete in a friendly fashion show, each representing a different era and theme. Showcase your vintage best, too, with live music from Mocha Only and local faves, Prisoners, with prizes and good times for all. Proceeds go to two Downtown Eastside nonprofits, Hastings Crossing BIA, and our social fabric. How cool is that? Advance tickets are available at Eventbrite Online or Zulu, Neptune, and Red Cat Records. It's the Poliera Spring Masquerade and Strut Off, March 24th at the Rickshaw Theater.
A very light episode of Exploding Head Movies coming up on CITR Vancouver. All right, we started off with a wee song off of local artist Lee Hutzlack's project, Dixie's Death Pool. Just 20 seconds away, I talked over what was called Specular Mammatites off last year's The Man with the Flowering Hands album. And then we just heard from Fort Worth via Denton, Texas. That was the Mind Spinders, who had a great phenomenal South by Southwest in Austin this year. That was Wait For Us off this year's album, Meltdown. The Mind Spinders, a solo project by Mark Ryan of punk bands Marked Men and High Tension Wires. Both bands have been hiatus for a while, so Ryan released a self-titled debut last year through Dirt Nap Records, received some serious attention, and assembled a band featuring a whole bunch of other Texas acts there. So, this is going to be a shorter version of Exploding End Movies here. This is your cinematically inspired program here on UBC's landmark community radio station, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And my name's Gak, and I'll be patrolling your sonic highways here until 9 p.m. You can call the station here at 604-822-2487. You can also email me at the old show name, radiofreegak@gmail.com. The blurping bits that we heard before are from Guy Boye and Jean-Yves Guihal, a library music cue called Motorbike Escape. And in the background here, this is the Big Ben Banjo Band with South Rampart Street Parade. So, later on in the shorter than usual show, we'll take a look at Les Reed and his work with her, the Marianne Faithfull film Girl on a Motorcycle. But first, it's time to anticipate a band that's coming into town soon. And that's going to be Montreal's Plants and Animals. They're going to be starting their North American tour tomorrow at Lucky Bar in Victoria. But they're going to be playing our fair town, the Rickshaw, Wednesday, March 21st. So from their latest album, The End of That, here are Plants and Animals with Light Show.
Friday, March 30th, it's a quadruple threat at the Interurban. Catch the Shilohs, Hollow Moon, the High Drops, and Dan Williams Art Show. With DJs Elliot Way and JP Doucette, shoegazing is definitely allowed as you chill to the sounds of folk, experimental, and dreamy rock pop all night long. Doors are at 8 and advance tickets are available at Scratch Records. That's the Shilohs, Hollow Moon, and the High Drops. The Shilohs at the Interurban Gallery are proudly sponsored by CITR.
To 1998 there, Toronto's Mean Ren Spiders. That was Shiny Skin off the album Places You Call Home. And Mean Red Spiders were last released an album in 2003 called Still Life Fast Moving. Since then, they've been still recording, but not releasing anything. They've been primarily jamming as part of the noise collective called Ghostlight. And a little bit more Big Ben banjo band in the background. I can't even say that too fast. This is Secondhand Rose. And throughout the album, we're going to hear selections from their 1966 album, Big Ben Strikes Again. This is Gak here on Exploding Head Movies here, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, home of the PAC-AD. And they've been steadily working on the road for a good chunk of the year so far. And this Saturday, the girls will be playing the Independent Music Awards in Toronto. They're up for three awards, Group Duo of the Year, Rock Artist Group of the Year, and Emerging Artist of the Year. So off last year's Unpersons album, here are the PAC with 8. Listener discretion is advised even before the music starts to crunch.
Oh, I don't give a fuck. I know.
with an old surfboard when I first laid eyes on you. I was 19 and you were 22. Wicked nights and wicked dreams, are they finally coming true? I could spend all my days in the sun and the surf and my nights with you. Two little girls and a white picket fence. Me, I'm married to music, I can't afford the rent. I called you up, I was feeling down, needing a pick me up. To find you've been fighting the cancer, and you've been down all your luck. What's going on? Dreams are forever young.
Originally from Vancouver, but now corralling Toronto, their base camp. That was the Mohawk Lodge with Wicked Nights, Canadian Girl. Off their most recent album, 2010's Crimes. The Mohawk Lodge is the project of writer Havidale. Started the project, well, started the act as a side project to Serious Bands. Serious Bands? How about previous bands? Kids These Days and Second Narrows. And according to Exclaim, Havdale's been locked away in a cabin in Port Roberts, Washington, working up a follow-up to Crimes, tentatively called Damaged Goods, and I think he helped out on the latest October Man album, which I still need to take a peek at. More Big Ben Banjo Band here. This is More. And it's a Dixieland project spearheaded by British producer Nori Paramore. Somehow it became popular enough to last 15 years when it was released in 1966. And Paramore is best known as a producer on par with Sir George Martin. Paramore worked with Shadows, Cliff Richard, and Patricia Clark. And it will actually tie into a little bit of a shorter profile that we'll have shortly here on Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver. But let's continue with a little bit of a talk, and we'll go to Alberta here. Maybe not the scene of the crime where the UBC Women's Thunderbirds lost to the Windsor Lancers there, losing the bronze baby there. But Alberta's home to Cowpuncher. And these guys are also heading to Toronto this weekend as part of Canadian Music Fest starting this March 21st. Apparently, tomorrow is the first day of spring, and Toronto definitely has summer. Meanwhile, we just keep getting snow. But from their latest album, Call Me When You're Single, here's Cowpuncher with Older Guys. We'll be right back.
The 26th annual Brave New Playwrights Festival is almost here. Get stoked for comedies, tragedies, musicals, fairy tales, and dramas.
To be or not to be.
This year's festival includes over 30 actors, 12 plays, 12 directors, over a dozen designers, one stage reading, nearly 20 crew members, and 26 years of history under its belt. If that was too much math for you, just go to bravenew.ca for info and tickets. Brave New Playwrights, March 28th to April 1st. Any UBC student knows that the year begins optimistically. In your arms tonight. But by the end of it, you're ready for a little. Any smart UBC student will therefore know that it's best to get your tickets early to the annual AMS Block Party, featuring Mother Mother, Masterpack, DJ Headspin, The Boom Booms, and more. Thursday, April 5th on the McInnes Field, your AMS brings you the fifth year of music, partying, and hopefully some sunshine. Early bird tickets available at the Outpost until March 9th, and general tickets available thereafter. For more info, search for the AMS Block Party on Facebook. The fifth annual AMS Block Party is proudly sponsored by CITR.
Numbers, I just count on knowing when I'm high enough. A mule with only two legs counting steps toward dangling carrots don't add up. Think about you when I can, and even sometimes when I can, I do. Driver knows you got good sense, he takes away the carrots too. Getting all excited, finding nothing that was never there before. Like bringing flowers to your mom and tracking dog shit all over the floor. Jesus made the flowers, but it took a dog to make the story good. I think about you when I can, sometimes when I don't, I probably should. Get old. Think about you when I can, and sometimes when I do, I still get caught. Sitting in a bar in LA after dark with my sunglasses on.
You're listening to
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ice cream man, ice cream man. Can I have this? I want this over here and a toast on by my father. And give me this ice over here and vanilla cone. Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you. Thank you, ice cream man.
I'm
right, we started off with Cowpunchers, Older Guys. Then we heard an act that's wrapping up their West Coast tour this Thursday, March 22nd at the Commodore. It was Athens, Georgia, by the Muscle Shoals area of northern Alabama. The Drive-By Truckers, and we heard Cartoon Gold off of the latest album last year's Go-Go Boots. Then we closed with the title track to a forthcoming album due June through Saddle Creek Records, and that was the Minor Birds with Generals. And the Minor Birds are an Omaha, Nebraska-based collective led by singer-songwriter Laura Burham, who you may have caught on a recent tour when she was backing up Bright Eyes. And that sort of helped inspire what will be the new Generals album. And what Big Ben banjo band track is this in the background? Things ain't what they used to be. A perfect way to throw off any claims of Appalachian authenticity. Yeah, well, of course, the banjo isn't really a purely American folk instrument. The instrument's roots extend through Portugal and Anglo, and it's been a staple of the Irish scene for quite some time. Anyways, just to speed through everything, to whet our appetite for the girl on a motorcycle, let's listen to a one-hit wonder from Alabama. State, totally gotta visit sometime soon. From a concept album based around Easy Rider and its influence on Getting Away, a theme definitely in playing girl on a motorcycle, this is Sailcat with their 1972 one-hit wonder, Motorcycle Mama, here on Exploding Head Movies, CITR, Vancouver.
Natasha, I am a robot now. I am playing with my breast again. Nothing to do, nothing to do. Sometimes I listen to Misery Hour with Hans Close Wednesday at 11 before midnight. I don't think I like it.
Talk over this track. This is found on a film called Undressed, but also appears on the Sounds 80 compilation. This is Les Reed with Black, White, and Wonderful. Reed's a British composer, arranger, and orchestra leader who played piano, clarinet, accordion, vibraphone. starting at a tender age of 14, playing in military bands and nightclubs afterwards. Played piano in one of the most famous incarnations of the John Barry 7, and you can actually be heard playing on the original James Bond theme. As a songwriter, he had a hand in two of Tom Jones' biggest hits, It's Not Unusual, which he helped co-write, and actually somehow was just a demo, and then also on the keyboards it features a young Reginald Dwight, who then the year afterwards in 1966 became Elton John. And Reed also co-wrote Tom Jones' epic Delilah, along with Engelbert Humperdinck's Last Waltz and Herman's Hermits, There's a Kind of Hush, giving that little easy, smooth-sounding feel. Reed also did the soundtrack to what we're going to hear, 1968 film Girl on a Motorcycle, also known as Naked Under Leather. She starred Alain Delon and Marianne Faithfull. She was a newlywed woman, flees her marriage to be with her lover, indulging in psychedelic romantic dreams as she figures out her role in life. So, let's prepare ourselves, and we're going to start off with the main theme from Les Reed's soundtrack to The Girl on a Motorcycle here on CITR Vancouver.
Dankeschön. Gute Reise.
We started off with Les Reed's theme to Girl on a Motorcycle. Then we heard Take Me to My Lover. And then in the background here, this is Journey of Love, which is slowly going to segue into something called Big Bear Beat. And singer Marianne Faithfull was thought to be appropriate as the lead for The Girl on a Motorcycle, partly based on her notorious drug bust when she was only found wearing a fur rug at a party at Keith Richards' house of the Rolling Stones back in 1967. Faithfull has battled numerous addictions in the past, but she's managed to morph into a jazz-slash-torch singer as of late, despite her riotous 60s roots. And that's going to be it for pretty sure Exploding Head Movies this week. Coming up in a minute or so, it is Gavin Walker with The Jazz Show. And then at midnight, it is Canada Post Rock. So if you missed any of this week's episode, brief though it was, the podcast will be up. Just check CITR's website. www.citr.ca. You can also search iTunes, search Facebook, Twitter. Yeah, it's findable some way, probably just by XHM. And that's how we'll roll it. So next week, we should have a full-length show, barring some other, like, instant sports action, which will help because we're going to take a look at Johnny Greenwood, the guitarist from Radiohead, and his score to the Japanese film Norwegian Wood, along with some recent symphonic works he's done in tribute to a Polish composer, Krzysztof Penderecki. But it'd be rude to play music from a Marianne Faithfull film without actually hearing Marianne Faithfull herself. So from her 1965 debut, Come My Way, this is going to be her take on the traditional folk song made famous by the Animals. So this is going to be House of the Rising Sun. So take care of yourselves, Vancouver. And we'll see you when it's spring, maybe.
They call it the rising sun, and it's been the root of many poor girls and me. Oh God, I'm one. If I had listened to what my mother said, I'd have been at home today. Let rhyme lead me astray. Go tell my baby sister, don't do what I have done. Go shun that house in New Orleans they call the rising sun.
I wish we could see the rising sun in Vancouver. It's not likely. However, there's some good music to follow. You're listening to CITR FM and FM 101.9, or on cable 88.5 on Shaw, or on your computer www.citr.ca. Stay tuned now for Gavin Walker and The Jazz Show coming right up.
Ba-do-ba-dee-oo-doo-doo-wee. Ba-do-ba-dee-oo-doo-doo-wee.